Be the glory. I'm going to sing this song. If you know it, sing it with me, because Jesus is the reason for this season, for the celebration that we are experiencing everywhere. Christmas party, Christmas carol. Jesus is the reason. I sing joy to the world. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven nature sing, and heaven nature sing, and heaven nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. White fields and flocks, rock hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more lessons and sorrows grows, no thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the course is found, far as the course is found, far as the course is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, amidst the nations prove. The glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. Hallelujah. The wonder of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ was displayed by coming to this world. It became flesh so that he can save you, so that he can rule and reign over us. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing the second song. If you know it, sing it with me. And I want you to understand the wordings. Hark the herald angels sing. Hallelujah. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. How the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Don't mind my voice. We had Christmas party at work today, and it was awesome. Christ by his heaven adore. Christ the everlasting Lord. Let in time beholding come, offspring of the Virgin's womb, veil in flesh the Goddess see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased with us in flesh to dwell, Jesus Emmanuel. How the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Verse 3. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. light and life to all he brings. Risen with healing his wings, mighty lays his glory by. Born that we no more may die, born to raise us from the earth, born to give us a combat. How the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hallelujah. Glory to the newborn King, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bless the name of our Father in heaven for giving us even the best of the best gifts. Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. Forever his name be praised in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you. We worship you. Daddy, we are so full of rejoicing and gladness in our heart to know that Jesus is the reason for this season, to know that our Savior was born for us to save us. He came to this world, he became flesh in order to rule and to reign over us, in order to save us, to bring us to you, our Heavenly Father. Daddy, we thank you for giving us Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. And through him, you have gotten all of us to be heirs with Jesus, to be your sons and daughter. For the word of the Lord says that as many that believes in, he has given the power, the authority, the right to become children of God. Daddy, thank you because we are your children through our Lord Jesus Christ. We appreciate you, Daddy. We thank you because we are joint heir with him. We can cry, Abba, Father, unto you. Daddy, we appreciate you. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for this wonderful gift of our Lord Jesus Christ that you have given unto humanity. Daddy, we appreciate you. Be thou exalted. Nobody can outgive you. You are the greatest giver. Thank you, Daddy, for you lavish your love upon us and you did not count it of something important. You let go your only begotten Son in order to save us. Daddy, we appreciate you. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Thank you for this moment that you have given us the opportunity. And through his name, we can come to you. Even through the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and to get grace to in order to get help even at this time. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, for you are so good. You are so marvelous to us. Daddy, you are wonderful. You are awesome to us. Father, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Daddy, in your presence again tonight, oh Lord, we receive open heaven. The Lord, you will pour down all heavenly blessings upon us in the name of Jesus. Daddy, you will shadow us. You will shine your glory upon us, oh Lord. That Lord, our returning from this mountain, we will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. That you will pray, oh God, that you will touch us and empower us even with your word tonight, that we will journey even our Christian life with, and Lord, we will be victorious, we will be successful even in this Christian journey. Thank you, King of Glory, for we will know you more and more by the revelation power of your word. We will get the knowledge and we will get the empowerment, and Lord, no devil, no enemy will be able to take all that you are going to deliver into our hands tonight. No devil will be able to take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, we will hold you by your words. We will believe your words that you are
coming even to give unto us tonight, to deliver unto us. Daddy, we honor your word as you yourself honor your words above your name. Father, we will honor your word. We will believe your word. We will cherish your word. We will hold it firmly. We will not let anything even take your word out of our hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the flocks. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from you and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek the face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven, Samin, the Lord that is mighty in power, the Lord that is mighty in battle. He is the King of glory over our lives individually and even collectively as his people. He is the one ruling and reigning in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, every kingdom, every power, every authority, bow to the authority, to the reigning of our Lord Jesus in our lives, in our homes, everything that pertains to us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Jehovah. Forever your name be praised. As we will all decree upon our lives tonight, so heaven will do unto us in the name of Jesus. And our lives will be a testimony of those that belong to God, of those that have gone to seek the face of God, that people will see and they will know that we have been with you. Thank you, King of glory. Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I appreciate you that can sing with me. Like I said, I've labeled my voice today because of the Christmas party. And we bless the Lord that God really showed up for us. Amen. The Bible passage we are going to read tonight is going to be from the book of Micah. But before we go there, because as we go through it, we will raise prayer point. I want us to bless the Lord for what God is about to do tomorrow at the no negotiation night. I want you to begin to thank God. Please join me. Let us bless the Lord. He commanded no negotiation night for his own people. It's a divine appointment, a divine visitation. And so shall it be that every participant will experience the power of the Lord in a powerful way. We will all experience him in an extraordinary way. He will do that which is beyond human understanding. Unsearchable things he will do in our midst, even at no negotiation night tomorrow. Let me tell you, my brothers and my sister, our God is a good God. You know, he promised. He said, I will release you for an upsurge. That means when God releases you, it's not just going to release you like that and not do anything. You just be aloof. No, he will release you to lift you up. That is what God is going to do. I don't know that bondage you are. I don't know that entanglement. I don't know that thing that ties God's people down, that say they will not go. Remember that cult and the baby that was tied down, and Jesus commanded his disciples, go and untie them, go and let this cord go, because the Lord is in need of this dog. I say God is in need of many, many people, and they have been tied down for one reason or the other, by one power or the other. But tomorrow God has promised there's going to be a release. Oh, there's going to be deliverance. There's going to be even let go and even losing of bands and ties that tie God's people down. I want you to say, God, tomorrow, do that which you have said. Let testimony abound, because we trust in you, because we believe in you, because we know that you are God, you are not man. You cannot lie. At no negotiation night tomorrow, daddy visit us, oh Lord. Let there be divine visitation. Nobody will remain the same. In the mighty name of Jesus, as many that have come to seek you, that will come to seek you tomorrow, daddy, you will reward them according to your word, that you are the rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Daddy, there shall be testimony, significant testimony, Father, outstanding testimony about your visitation, your touch, even upon each life tomorrow, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want you to pray for all the ministers, that God will use the anointing, fresh oil will be for them, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, so we decree and declare that all ministers you are going to use tomorrow, whether in song or in word, Daddy, we pray, oh God, fresh unction to function, even according to your purpose and your counsel. No flesh will glorify themselves. No flesh will be displayed. Everyone will yield to the command of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to sanctify the venue, AEBC auditorium, that God we release angel on assignment, and declare the ground, the venue, the place, even Mount Zion, for deliverance to take place. Father, we pray, oh Lord, you sanctify the auditorium of African Evangelical Baptist Church, that Lord, you let angel even begin to prepare the ground, even for the manifestation of your glory and your power, in the name of Jesus. I want you to also pray that the road that leads to Grand Perry, every loose and corner, every road that leads to AEBC, that God Almighty will give angels charge. Oh, the blood of Jesus will cover every road, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray against every principalities and powers, wicked spirit that rules in Grand Perry and its suburb, and even the environment, even in the metroplex, render them useless and powerless, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we decree and declare that they will not raise their ugly heads, even concerning no negotiation night tomorrow, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray that everything God created, every creation of God, they will work in favor of no negotiation night, and even concerning every participant, in the name of Jesus. Nothing will work against us. Nothing will work against the program, in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to thank God for that wonderful thing that he will do, even concerning every one of us tomorrow, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you. We bless you. Forever your name be praised. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Our God is good, and his mercy endures forever. We bless him and worship him, for him alone is God, and there is no other God besides him. All thanks and praise be unto him, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We give all honor, majesty, dominion, and power, worship for God, even this season and this celebration time, because of the birth of our King and Lord and the Savior of the world. His birth, like I said earlier, is the reason for this season and celebration. We may never even, think about it, or even say we want to have a celebration if Jesus has not come to this world. I pray that you and I will never lose the reason for this season, Christmas, in the name of Jesus. Brethren, Jesus is the best gift from God to humanity. Jesus is the joy of God. He gave us his joy, Jesus. And most importantly, the birth of Jesus Christ paved way for us to see God. According to Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 18, that says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. Hallelujah. That is your Jesus. That is my Jesus. That is our Jesus that we are celebrating, even his birthday at this time, at this season. He is the one that rules and reigns over everything. That is why the topic for today's prayer session is power of his rule and reign. Power of Jesus' rule and reign in your life, in my life, in our lives, even all over the world. He is the one that reigns supreme. He is the one that take preeminence. Hallelujah. God gave him that authority. God gave him that power. There is none like unto him. He is the mighty God. Hallelujah. Our Christ Jesus rules and reigns over us. The reason for this season and celebration, it is therefore important for everyone to know the reason for celebrating Christmas. Let us tell everyone so they also can tell it to others. Let me tell you, many are just celebrating the Christmas because they said this is Christmas, but they don't know the reason. They just know, many, they don't even know who Jesus Christ is. They cannot say, okay, this is Jesus. They just know they are hearing people saying, Christmas, Jesus birth, we are celebrating. But they don't get the real understanding. They don't have the real understanding of the reason for the celebration and for this season. Don't keep it to yourself. Let them know the reason for this season. Jesus Christ, our Savior, is born. Jesus Christ, the ruler of all, the one that reigns over all, the one that by him all things were created. Even if you don't know how to say it, go and look at that Bible verse that I just read. You know that Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 18. Use that and tell them that this is the person we are celebrating, the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. He rules over all. He's the one that has been in the beginning. By him all things were created and for him. Let them know the reason. Many are going to church up to now. When Christmas comes, yes, we will sing all carols all over. Even the song in carol, we don't understand. We don't have the knowledge of those songs. We are just singing it. My brothers and my sisters, tell somebody so that person too can tell another person. That is how they can know that Jesus is the one born to rule and reign over us and to save us. And that is just the reason for our rejoicing and celebrating his birth. I decree and declare that you and I will never lose the purpose of this season, and we will forever be thankful to God for giving us his precious son, his joy, even our Lord Jesus Christ. I will be thankful unto him at all times. In Jesus' name, amen. Going quickly to the Bible passage for today. I decree and declare that the knowledge for our empowerment will be released unto us, and we will never be the same again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. The book of Micah chapter 5, verse 1 says, soldiers in Jerusalem, come together, get ready, because your enemies are attacking you. They are all around the city, ready to fight. They will eat Israel rulers on his face with a stick. This is a summon that we should come together, that we, children of God, soldiers for Christ, we cannot afford to just, you know, play complacency, the folding of hands. We should get ready. Because what? Enemies are attacking. Let me tell you, enemy don't go on break. Enemy, they are very, you know, ready to attack at all times. And you will see them locking around like their master, Satan. The Bible says our enemy, you know, is locking around, you know, just walking around seeking whom to devour. That way you cannot, my sisters, my brother, you cannot afford to just fold your hands. Because before you notice it, they will eat even the rulers in his face with the stick. I pray that God will pour upon you and upon myself the spirit of grace and supplication, that we will be up and doing, praying at all times. We will not let loose ourselves for the enemy to attack. We will be ready according to this summon. We will come together like we are calling for tomorrow. Let us come together and pray and decree the word of God into our lives. Get up and get ready. I decree and declare, enemy will not come and find you sleeping. Enemy will not be able to attack you because you will be ready. Because you will be empowered by the word of God. An enemy will not be able to lock around your house, around your life, around all that belongs to you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Verse 2 of that Micah chapter 5 says, but God tell us this. God is saying this to you, my sister. God is saying this to you, my brother. God is saying this to us, his children. Bethlehem Ephrathah is only a little town. Bethlehem Ephrathah is only a little town among all the many towns in Judah. God says, but I will choose someone who is born there. Hallelujah. He will rule Israel for me. Long, long ago, I prepared for him to come. Who is the Lord talking? Who are we talking about here? That God said, long, long ago, I prepared for him to come. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. There are many Bible verses that talk about this. If you open your Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 2, it's there. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 to 14 says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill unto men. What does verse 34 of the same Luke chapter 2 says? And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. What does verse 38 says? And she coming in the instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him, of who? Jesus Christ. That God has long, long ago prepared for him to come. And this is what Anna says, that yes, speak of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, has been long ago prepared by the Almighty God himself. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 9, if you have your Bible, you can. That one is common. We can recite it off air. You know, Jesus is not something that just surfaced just like that. There has been prophecy about him, and God has prepared him long time ago. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Hallelujah. Christ is our peace. What does the Bible say in the book of 1 Corinthians? If you have your Bible, quickly open with me. Chapter 15. I'm going to read quickly verse 24 to 25. It says, "Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet." Talking about who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the reason for this season. Don't let that elude you. When you know this, you have understanding of this, then you know the reason why you are celebrating Christmas. Many don't know. Christmas revealed that Christ has come to rule with power and authority and to save humanity from eternal damnation. This is the rule and reign that God chose to be born in Bethlehem, a city in Judah. Although very small, but God chose Christ to be born in Bethlehem. Verse 3 says, "So God will turn away from his people until the time that the woman gives back to this baby in Bethlehem." When Christ came to this world, then God visited his people again by allowing his son to come in flesh. Because men have disappointed God, he saved them by his mighty power. Yet they still run after man-made God. They still run after God that cannot save them. And God turned his back. But God has prepared long time ago that Christ will be born for the salvation of humanity, for the salvation of man that he created in his own very image. And the Bible said this ruler, this very one that is born, the baby born in Bethlehem, rulers will rule over his own people. He said, then this ruler owns people who are still alive will return to Israel. That means all those ones that have run after other God, they will not come back to Israel to come and serve even the God of their father through the birth of our Lord Jesus, through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 23, verse 5 to 6, "Someday I will appoint an honest king from the family of David, a king who will be wise and rule with justice. As long as he is king, Israel will have peace and Judah will be saved. The name of this king will be the Lord Gives Justice." This is the prophecy about Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing this will make you to know, and you can raise up your head right and declare that, yes, I know the reason I am celebrating Christmas. I know Jesus is the king that God sent to this world to come and rule and reign. He's an honest king. He's not the liar, the deceiver, the one that deceives his people. is the one that we rule with wisdom, and the one that we establish justice. Not the one that we see the right thing and declare it wrong, and see the wrong thing and declare it right. Jesus is not like that. He's our King, and it's not like that. When Jesus rules and reigns over your life, He will be honest with you. He can't deceive you. He's not a deceiver. He can't lie to you. He will say it just as it is. That is Jesus. He will rule your life with wisdom that can never be comprehended or equalized with any other. Call that person even more than Solomon. All these Aristotles and everything, call them. Their wisdom cannot even be placed side by side with Jesus. Jesus Christ, even the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that Christ, the honest King, only will be the King of your life and over each member of your household in the name of Jesus. He will permit no liar, no deceiver to rule over your life, to rule over my life in the name of Jesus. Christ alone, the honest King, will continue to be your King and my King in the name of Jesus. He will be truthful to you and to every members of your household forever and ever, because he's an honest King in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that Christ, the wisest King alone, will be the ruler of your life and the lives of your household members in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that Christ, your King, will administer and establish justice and fairness for you and all your household members at all times in the name of Jesus. Where you have been cheated, where you have been, they have played injustice, even in your life, people have been unfair to you. I decree and declare, because Christ is the King in your life, the one ruling and reigning in your life, over your life and that of your household member, tonight He will administer and establish justice and fairness for you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I decree and declare that Jesus Christ, your King and King over all your household members, will save you from all arrows and attacks of the enemies in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I decree and declare that by the power of your King Jesus Christ, you and all your household members will dwell securely always in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare that you and all yours, we call your King Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. For He is the one that will make things right for you and for all your household members. In His name we pray, amen and amen. As I've decreed upon you, as I've declared upon you and all yours, so I decree and declare upon myself and every members of my household, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 4 of that Micah 5 says, and his ruler will stay strong. We stay strong because the Lord will make him strong. This ruler we are talking about is Jesus. God Almighty will make him to be strong. He will stay strong because the power comes from his Father. Because his Father will not let him down. He said, all power has been given to me by my Father. The power that the Father gave him. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ knew his Father. He knew that all power belongs to him. Remember what the Bible said, that all power belongs to God. And the Bible said, this ruler, Jesus Christ ruling and reigning over your life, over my life, over the lives of every members of our household. We stay strong because God Almighty will make him strong. And because of that, hear what he will do. He will supply what you need. He will supply what his people need. Jesus Christ, that God is Father, we make strong. We stay strong for you and for me. He will supply all our needs in the mighty name of Jesus. He said that he will be like a man who supplies everything for his sheep. I decree and declare that Christ Jesus, your King and the King over all yours, we supply every needs of your life. We supply all your needs in the mighty name of Jesus. We supply everything that you need for your goodness, for your prosperity, for your good health, for your sound mind in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, and that King, Jesus Christ, ruling over your life, over my life, over our lives as his people, he will rule with authority from the Lord is God. Hallelujah. And his people will be saved. I decree and declare that Jesus Christ will rule with his authority over your life, over my life, over our family members' life, and we will be saved. Even nothing will be able to hurt us. No power of darkness will be able to push us. Oh, we will not experience even any attack of the enemies, for he will save us from their arrows. He will save us from their attacks in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare. So in the name of Jesus, that Jesus will forever rule with authority of God his Father over us all and our household members in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that you and all your household members will be saved under the authority of Christ the King. In his name we pray. Amen. So then all over the world, people will know that he is great. By his ruling and reigning over you, by him saving you from every destruction and death that is going on around, then everyone will know that he is great. I decree and declare that in your life, in my life, in the lives of all that belongs to us, all our family members, people will know the greatness of Christ in the name of Jesus. The greatness of Christ will be evidential in your life, in my life, in the lives of our family members, in the name of Jesus. Christ will be honored. They will see him and they will honor his greatness, his authority, his rule and reign in our lives. Remember that song, Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Christ must be honored in my life every day. I decree and declare, because he is your King, because he's the one ruling, he will be honored in your life. He will be honored in the life of every members of your household. Everywhere you go, Christ will be honored in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 5 says, and he will cause the people to rest so that they have no trouble. Because Christ is the one ruling. The Bible says your King, Jesus Christ, will cause you to rest and you will have no trouble. So I decree and declare that because Jesus is the King over your life and over my life, over our lives and every members of our household, oh, we will have rest, we will have peace of mind. We will have no trouble in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And he says, a Syrian soldier will come to attack our country. They will march through our land, strong building. Then we will choose 7 or 8 leaders to fight against them. Here you come. Let me tell you, though the enemies come against to attack, but they will not prevail. For the Spirit of God, there shall be leaders. Oh, spiritual leaders I'm talking about. prayer warriors, warriors for Christ, for God, that we fight against them. I decree and declare that God will raise spiritual leaders, warriors, that will fight against your enemy today and forever. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you, God will raise men and women that will pray for you, even without you knowing, because he will pour the spirit of grace and supplication upon them, and they will be there praying. Let me tell you, because the battle we are fighting is not flesh and blood. That is the reason why you need spiritual warfare. You need spiritual leader. Leader that will pray the word of God, not their own word. Warriors that will be fighting your battle in the spirit of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. He said, these leaders will use their swords to destroy Assyria. What is their sword? Those spiritual leaders and warriors are those with sword of the spirit, for they are fighting not against flesh and blood, according to Ephesians 6:12, that says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The sword of the spirit is the word of God, my brother and my sister. You cannot fight devil with your own word. You can only use the word of God. Jesus used the word of God against him when the enemy came to tempt him. My brother and my sister, you need those one that know the word of God, that we use the word of God, not with head knowledge, but the word of God, to fight your spiritual battle. Ephesians 6:17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Then they will beat the people in the country called Nimrod with swords in their hands. When they have the word of God that is sharper than any sword, two-edged sword, the word of God that the book of Jeremiah said that is like hammer, the word of God that the word of the Lord said that is fire, not head knowledge. I'm not talking about theological knowledge. I'm talking about knowing the word of God and using it appropriately. And God will set up men, leaders like that for you and for me in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will raise for you, for your household, for me and my household, even spiritual leaders and warriors that possesses the word of God and not their own words, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that when enemy comes against us, march across our borders, Jesus Christ our King will save us from their hands, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 7 says, and later, Jacob's people who are still alive will be in many countries. They will be everywhere, like water on the ground in the early morning or rain on the grass. The Lord sends the water to help the plants, but no human can make it stay. Nobody can stop it. When the rain comes, it must go to the ground and fulfill the purpose of sending it. I decree and declare that God will make you and myself, we will spread gloriously all over the earth in the name of Jesus. Because God will make us strong, and he will make us even to expand, even to be enlarged, and even to be increased on the right, on the left, and even back and front. We will not be encamped. We will not be, pressed down. We will not be limited, but we will go back. We will extend even all the glory of God that he has given unto us. Nobody will be able to camp us. Nobody will be able to press us down. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you and I will be like water on ground, like rain on the grass, that help the plant to grow always, in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that like no man can stop water, limit the flow of water, so no one will be able to stop our expansion and enlargement in the name of Jesus. Nobody will be able to stop our increase and progress in the name of Jesus. We will accomplish the purpose, even our purpose, here or not, the purpose of our creation, we will achieve it in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you and I will not tarry nor wait for Son of Man to be dews and shower of blessing at all time. No, we don't need it. Let God bless you. If you wait for the blessings of men, you will continue to wait. But when God bless you, God will touch the heart of that person. By the time you are just doing eye service in order to get their help, you will soon get tired. And God can determine to withdraw even the blessings from that person. That's why you must seek God. Let the blessings come from God. The Bible said the blessings of God maketh rich and added no sorrow. I decree and declare the Lord will bless you from heaven. The Bible said, thanks be our God who has blessed us with all heavenly blessings. Let me tell you, when heavenly blessings are upon you, all earthly blessings will follow. They have no choice. So I decree and declare, as we go into the year 2024, all heavenly blessings will be relevant in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 8 says, Jacob's people who are still alive will be like living among the many countries. They will become like a dangerous lion among other animals in the forest. They will become like a young lion among people's sheep. The lion attack animal, it knocked them down and it tear them in pieces. Nobody can save them. God said it. So shall it be that you and I will be too dangerous to be destroyed by anyone and even any peoples in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, he's the one, he destroyed all other animals. No other animal can destroy lion. Therefore, I decree and declare, you are becoming dangerous. No enemy will be able to destroy you and your household. Every members of your household, as you go into the year 2024, myself, we are becoming dangerous for the enemies. They will not be able to hurt us. Anyone that try, they will hurt themselves. Anyone that try to push you down. Anyone that try to push me down. Anyone that try to push our family members down, they will hurt themselves. In the name of Jesus. Remember what the God said in the book of Exodus 23:27. My fear and my dread will move ahead of you. And wherever you go, people will greet you with panic and confusion. I will see to it that all of your enemies turn and run from you. That is the word of God. Go into the 2023 with this word of God. Believe it. He said it, he will do it. That is because Jesus Christ is the one ruling. Let him be the king and lord over your life. And let him rule and reign. And you will begin to see the miraculous. I decree and declare that God will cause his fear and dread ahead of you and all your household member, ahead of me and ahead of every members of my household into the year 2024. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare the word of God that wherever we go, people will greet us with panic and confusion because of the fear and the dread of God that is ahead of us. Let me tell you, it's not a cause. Don't think what he's saying, that I don't know even how to describe, because they will see that this one is different. I dare not tamper with this one. I dare not do this one even wrong. Remember what the Bible says in Psalm 105. He said that he rebuked kings on their behalf. He permit no one to do them evil. Everyone that sees you, they will be panicked. Panic will be before them. Fear will be before them because they know they dare not do you evil. So shall it be for you and for me as we proceed even into the year 2024 in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God, by the power of his word, he will see to it that your enemies and my enemies turn and run away from us tonight in the name of Jesus. They will not be able to stand before us in the name of Jesus. Remember, that is what God told Joshua. He said, tonight Today, I'll begin to magnify you before all people, and no one will be able to stand up against you. Oh, so the Lord did unto Moses also, so the Lord will do unto us, that no one will be able even to confront us and to do us evil, in the name of Jesus. The last verse for tonight is in verse 9. It says that you will be strong like that, and so you will beat your enemies. This is what the Lord is preparing you to become. You know, too dangerous for the enemies. You know, untouchable, immovable. Nobody will be able to push you. He said you will be strong like that. See yourself like that. Because Jesus Christ is your King. He will enable you to be like that. He will make you strong because God has given him all authority. God, his Father, has made him strong. So by him ruling over you, you will be strong like that. And so you will beat your enemies. So I decree and declare upon you and upon me, upon all our household members, we will be strong like that, as the mouth of the Lord has said it. We will be too dangerous for enemy to destroy. Oh, his fear and his dread will go ahead of us everywhere we go. And we will beat all our enemies in the name of Jesus. And look at what he said. You will kill all of them. It's not my words, it's the word of God. You will kill all of them. Let me tell you, God can destroy the whole nation because he wants to save somebody. God is God. He kills and he saves, he brings back to life. He said, I will make you strong like that. You will beat all your enemies and you will kill all of them. Your enemies, they are in trouble. My enemies, they are in trouble. They dare not come near us. For God said, we will kill them. Let me tell you, it's not that you take gun and say, no. When you are in the presence of God, he sent host of heavens to fight your battle. And you will seize them. He did it at the bank of Red Sea. All the Egyptians that followed them to the Red Sea in the morning, they were all dead bodies on the sea. God is able to do that. He said, you will have victory over all your enemies. So I decree and declare, as we are going to the year 2024, as the mouth of the Lord has said it, so shall it be that you and me, myself and you, and even all our household members, we will have victory over all our enemies. Let them go and gather thousands and millions of them. The mouth of the Lord has said it, that we have victory over all our enemies. So shall it be. And he said, all who oppose you will be rooted, will be routed. That means they will be removed. You see, your enemy is in trouble. Take the word of God. I decree and declare, by the power of this word of God, all people that are in opposition to you, the Lord will remove them. You will look for them and you find them no more. Because the mouth of the Lord has said it. All who oppose you, all who are opposing me, all who are opposing our family members, everywhere they are, all over the world, the Lord will take them out of the way. In the name of Jesus, we will look for them and we will not find them. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Please do not forget, tomorrow again is no negotiation night. The flyer has been going out. The jingles has been going out. God has helped us to prepare. And I know that God is ready. Everything will be to the glory of his name. Please don't come alone. Invite somebody. Let me tell you, I just finished a prayer with another set of people. And the man of God said that when devil wants to make the life of anybody useless, you know, the first thing he will do, he will attack the prayer life. Prayer can never be too much. Look at what America is doing. That is number 6 of COVID vaccine from one. And now they want to make it something like a flu shot. Prayer is even, God demands us to pray more than that. Say, pray always. Pray at all times. The Lord will grant you the spirit of grace and supplication in the name of Jesus. Till next week, remain blessed. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. in advance in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. Becky Adedoke. Bye.